It's time for Breaking Chains with the P31 Ladies Night, where we will have open dialogue with our women on issues of personal, family, and more. It's Breaking Chains with the P31 Women on YAT Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. God bless you and keep you is our prayer. You are listening to Breaking Chains tonight with the P31 Ladies Night. And I am Elder Katrina Kennedy, and we say God bless you. This evening, we want to open up with a word of prayer because it's been a minute since we've been on the air, but we know that God is still able. Oh, Heavenly Father, most gracious, humble, everlasting, and just God, we say thank you. We thank you, oh God, for your many ways, for the blessings in which you bestowed upon us. Oh God, we say thank you for just allowing Pastor Williams to see a vision and to allow your servant Katrina to come in and be able to talk to women of God, to be able to expound on your word, oh God. I pray, oh Heavenly Father, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord. You're my strength and my redeemer. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, I would like to speak to you on behalf of Black History. Now, we know that we set aside the month of February for Black History. We observe Black History. We observe in January Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. And in February, it was established and set aside for all of our African Americans to take the time to meditate, reflect, read upon, encourage our children to come together and think about from whence we've come and to remember those who have paved the way for us. Choose to say that Black History should be every day, because it's not just one day that our ancestors fought and paved the way for us, but they fought and paved the way for our freedom for many years. And then we've had predecessors. I'll use Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as one example, and who has fought for equality for not just Black people, but for all people. And even today, we are still fighting for equality and justice for all people. Thing I like is that over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ went to the cross for our sins. He paved the way for all of us so that we could have the right to a tree of life. But for some reason or another, we tend to forget. And put so much focus on the areas that are of no concern, or they shouldn't take precedence over what Jesus Christ did for us. But Genesis 1:1 says, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So God didn't just take the time out to create for one person or one set of people, but he did that for all of us. And so it's now time for us to take the time out and stop being so full of hatred and malice and having so many issues that we focus on, because we're focusing on the wrong thing. But I have been involved in watching on Messenger. This thing called Push Black. It is so interesting. Push Black. It gives you history on Black history. And one thing that I really wanted to just kind of expound on tonight, because it seems like we as a human race, like I said, we focus on the wrong thing, but this particular message that I received said, did you catch that Shea Moisture drama not too long ago? Well, tensions within the Black hair care market are nothing new. You should learn about who actually took credit for the hot comb. And I started thinking like we are fighting over who created the hot comb? Why is it that we choose to fight over where Mardi Gras began? Why is it we choose to fight over who the president was for 8 years? And who is it we choose to fight over taking something that belongs to somebody else? Why is it we choose to fight over and kill over broken relationships or absentee fathers or absentee mothers? When God created the heavens and the earth, He made everything and He made it good. But we choose to sit here and fight over the wrong thing when we should be pulling our families together and saying, you know, times are really hard right now. Jobs are being cut. Money is funny and change is strange and people are working 2 and 3 jobs or working a job and hours are being cut. Businesses are closing down. Mental health is taking over not only the Black community, but the community in general. I'm tired of fighting over the wrong thing. I'm tired of sitting back waiting on somebody else to do something. I'm tired of being silent. I'm ready to address the issues that we face on a daily. Food shortage, jobs not being in place, people not being qualified for the job, people not knowing how to fill out applications, and raping and killing and taking our young men out and our young women out. I'm tired. It's now time for us to stand on the word, make the word plain through promise, through power, and through teaching. I can't take credit for this, but I love this author, James Henry Harris. And he talks about, in his book, The Word Made Plain, he talks about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and how he's so deeply indebted to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. for his courage, for single-handedly raising the bar for the American people. Not only for the American people, but for the American preacher. He just paved the way for, but did what he do go in vain, go unheard, go unnoticed? Because the way we're acting right now, in all honesty, we should be ashamed when we think about what God did for us by creating the heavens and the earth.
by God making the world perfect and making it good and making it in his own image. But then we turn around and we mock the face of our forefathers who have paved the way for us. And then we turn around and we mock the government and we mock the teachers. And what are we doing? We have people, we have women who are struggling every day trying to make ends meet because they're absentee fathers. We have fathers playing the role of mothers because of absentee mothers. We have people struggling every day trying to make ends meet. I'm tired. I'm tired of us putting the blame on everyone except where the blame should lie, and that's within us. I'm so tired of looking at young ladies and young men crying, striving, trying to do better, and it seems like as soon as they take one step forward, they go three steps backwards. I'm tired of seeing children in the hospitals, adults in the hospital with no hope. I'm tired. It's now time for us to face the fact that issues are at hand. And it's nothing that's too big or too hard for God. But the thing about it is God has put people in his place. He has set people in place to be disciples of Christ, to do what it is that he started off doing. And yet we keep fighting each other, and we keep going against the law, and we keep going against hard times, and we start finding ourselves getting deeper in debt because we're trying to make ends meet, and we just can't make ends meet. You know, the prices of groceries are just ridiculously high. I mean, you can't barely make it. I went to the grocery store tonight, and I'm sitting there thinking about what all I need to do as far as groceries, and I'm like, okay, now do I get all of these groceries? Do I go to the doctor? What do I do? I look outside at my garden and it's growing. But it's time for us to stop taking from one another and start giving. It's time for us to stop fighting one another and start pulling together and start giving. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. set a historical landmark. He made legacy. He came from miles and miles, and he walked. He was a prophetic preacher, and he was a dynamic civil rights movement face for everyone to see. He stood in the front. He stood in the front, and he represented more than even Rosa Parks and Roy Wilkins or Thurgood Marshall, because he wasn't just for the black people. He was for the black America. He was for everyone. He fought for justice and for fairness for everyone. Violence every day. And he fought not through violence, but he fought for equality and justice on the inequality and the desegregated. He set a landscape, a movement. He set a prime example for what we should stand for and for what we should try to do. And then we still, to this day, are lost. Because now it used to be that we were fighting for equal justice and equality, but now we're fighting, keeping our own selves held hostage. Didn't Dr. King face enough of physical violence and brutality and losing his life? Didn't he do enough to make us realize that it's time for us to stop? Instead of getting better and it's getting worse. And we're not pulling together. And there's churches on every corner. And you have maybe 25 people in each church already been done. And we refuse to do what needs to be done. What needs to be done is a voice. This podcast has been set up so that we can have a voice. People are hurting. They're financially strapped. They don't know which way to go. They can't make ends meet. Financial aid is being cut. So going to school is a struggle. Jobs are being cut. Financial strain is present. The jails and the graveyards are highly populated. People are hurting. And what we have to do is say it's time for a change. Dr. King was a person that had dignity and pride. He never allowed his pride to take over the vision in which he had for all people. Our people are hurting. Although Dr. King wasn't one who believed in, so to speak, the black power, he recognized the spirit of movement and the value in the black self, the development of black people. But again, on just the black people, he focused on all. He focused on positive elements, even with the black power. You know, he said something that I found very interesting. He said, one must not overlook the positive value in calling the Negro to the sense of manhood, to a deep feeling of racial pride, and to an audacious appreciation of his heritage. He said the Negro must be grasped by new realization of his dignity and his worth. He must stand up amid a system presses him and develop an unassailable and majestic sense of his own value. He must no longer be ashamed of being black. We are already going through a sense of oppression. We don't start being positive about who we are and accepting who we are for the way God has made us. We're oppressing ourselves. Dr. King wasn't ashamed of being black. Although he had to deal with this systematic attack from white racism, he wasn't ashamed of who he was. And then he could go and stand with the best of the best, white, black, and not be ashamed of who he was. There are too many times that I find our young people ashamed and want to forget where they came from. But God created the heavens and the earth. God created all of us differently for various reasons. Because if he had made us all look the same, we would have been in a bad situation. He simply made us in his own image. And he made us as a royal priesthood, ashamed of my skin color. I'm not ashamed of my hair texture. I'm not ashamed of where I come from. And I'm not ashamed of what I've been through. We should use those as leverage to help us continue to strive to do better. A door is closed in our face. But are we supposed to tuck and run? I think not. I think what we're supposed to do is persevere, push through. Yeah, maybe I didn't get this job. Maybe I need to do a little something else. Maybe I need to change my dress appearance. Maybe I need to go and apply for another job. We've got to pull together. There are young ladies every day that come to me just for a pep talk. Young men as well. And what good would it do for me to sit there and talk down to them because they make a mistake? We are our own worst enemy. Everybody may not realize the man died on the cross for our sins. We're not perfect by a long shot. But we really need to check ourselves and be a help to somebody else. I'm so tired of people needing an outlet. Don't you know that your experience could save somebody else? Now I'm talking to myself. My experiences could be a life-altering change for someone else. But if we keep climbing on top of each other like crab in a bucket, trying to get to the top, the same way it took for us to get to the top, we can fall right down. Time for us to be about our Father's business. There's people, young ladies, young men, fighting every day with low self-esteem. That's a weapon within itself. Low self-esteem can cause people to lose their lives. Time to love yourself. Not because of what somebody else is telling you. Look in the mirror and start loving yourself. It's time to be assertive. It's okay to have a look up in life. You can't allow someone to talk about you and make you feel like you are less than because you talk or you articulate when you speak. Hold your head up. Open your mouth. Practice in the mirror. If you want something, you've got to learn to be assertive. Not aggressive, but assert yourself. Walk with certainty. And stop with the woe is me. Time for us to pull together. Dr. King, along with several others, hung on to the philosophy of nonviolence. even though was all around him, he resisted to violence. But now we take from one another. We're killing one another. We're fighting one another. Being assertive is really the first thing to manhood and womanhood. Walking with certainty with your head up high. Your self-esteem should not be taken from you based on what somebody has said. If you have a self-esteem problem, you need to let it go. And right now, we're going to start figuring out ways to bring that self-esteem up, because you can start off by saying, and I love this, I am somebody. I am a person. I am a person with great dignity and honor. Information. But you can't speak on these things if this is not of you. But you know you are somebody. No matter what somebody else may say, may have told you, the abuse, whatever it is, physical, verbal abuse, everybody has a place and a purpose. I am somebody. I am a person. I am a woman with great dignity and honor. My integrity goes before me. And then we need to start, women, encouraging our children and our men. We all need a self-affirmation, but women have been designed to be able to stand against slurs and derogatory statements coming to us. I think Jesse Jackson said in one of his speeches, or maybe it was a chant or something, but he was like, I am somebody. And then he would say, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Do you need someone to help you boost your self-esteem? Well, it starts with you. It starts with you going into the mirror on a daily and looking at yourself, and the more you say it, the more you will realize it's true. I am somebody. I am a woman of great integrity and honor and dignity. I am somebody. I am somebody because God made me in his own image. I am somebody because when he made me, he didn't make a mistake. He made me of a royal priesthood. We have a very dynamic composition as women. We're composed of inner strength when things are not quite right. We have the molecules, our DNA is of strong character. And it's amazing to me. It really is. Because every day, that we should be able to say absolutely and unequivocally, that I am somebody. And say it with authority. We're going to take a break. There's a song Gerard has. All we know is winning. And I think it's very appropriate for tonight's topic. I would love to hear from listeners. Someone would call in and work with me and talk with me as we continue to shed light on just the general topics of life daily. Dealing with self-esteem issues and being turned away. All we know is winning. You're listening to P31 Breaking Chains, Ladies Night. Feel free to dial in 858-357-9137 or log on to blogtalkradio.com, Young Adult Talk. Stay tuned.
All we know is winning. All we know is winning. All we know.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the P31 Women on YAT Radio.
Encourage yourself. Speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. I don't know anything else. Nothing else. I am somebody. I am somebody to let deterrences, distractions, or any type of obstacles hold me back from the vision in which my purpose is. I refuse to let anything stop me from fulfilling the purpose. My purpose is to a true servant, a true woman of God. My purpose is to be a beacon light, a positive reinforcement for not just everyone else, but even for myself. My purpose is to stay on the straight and narrow and to walk with my head up high so that I can continue to do the works of the cross. So that when someone who may not know Jesus for themselves may see the God that lives in me and come running and asking, what must I do to be saved? That's my ultimate purpose. That's my goal in life, to be a loving wife and a true woman of God. I'm sorry for the distraction. I just received a text from my son who just made the president's list in his heating and ventilation class, a course that he's taking. He's been working extremely hard, and I am so proud of him. And that's what we need. We need people to stand there in the gap for others, to encourage ourselves or be an encouragement to others. I was reading a blog today, and I really want to share this. Because it was quite interesting. The blog is called Chokehold. And it says that choking is suboptimal performance, not just poor performance. It's a performance that is inferior to what you can do and have done in the past and occurs when you feel pressure to get everything right. You know, we all choke. And if we haven't, we haven't done anything. Because the reality of it is we will choke again. You know, we worry about the outcome of projects and school and a fear of failure or feel that our performance defines us. We set ourselves up for a chokehold. We really do. Anytime we overanalyze our next step, we set ourselves up for a chokehold. We tie ourselves up in a knot. And then we have to try to figure out how to execute our fullest ability. When students that I'm around begin college classes, somehow they get this pattern of procrastinating, you know, putting it off, waiting until the last minute, saying, you know what, I do better under pressure. And it's amazing because I can see that they have like this performance anxiety, you know. they weren't really putting off the work.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the P31 Women on YAT Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the P31 Women on YAT Radio.
Now, I tell you one thing. I was talking to you all tonight about the chokehold, and my phone died in the middle of a good conversation that I was having, and I am so sorry. But you know what? It made me realize that I didn't choke under pressure. I just went in and played two songs, went and got another way of communicating with you all, and then I'm back with you, and I am so grateful. We had an opportunity to listen to Pastor Shirley Caesar, who is one of my favorite inspirational motivators because of the strength, the tenacity, the power that that powerhouse woman of God had. But I was saying to you that some people start to choke when it comes down to having an assignment that they have to meet a deadline, and they start thinking, you know, why does the person that's giving me this assignment think I can do this? And maybe I'm not ready for it. Maybe later, it's not time right now in my career. But don't you know that the assignment would not be given to you if that person does not think you're adequately suitable for it? That's all a form of deflection to start making us feel like our self-esteem is being brought down, basically. And we start to resist any type of, you know, positive reinforcement, and because whatever it is that we hear, we subconsciously put it out of our mind, and we don't listen. I want you all to really take a look at yourself and remember that you are somebody, or that God created you in his image. Remember that several men and women have paved the way by fighting for inequality and injustice, and that the fight is always going to be right there, which is the reason why we have to continue to build a relationship. We have to continue to bond. We have to continue to communicate. We have to continue to speak highly of ourselves so that we can actually achieve these goals that are set before us, because that's what they are. They're goals. We have to stop thinking that we can't do and start saying, I must do, I will do, because I am somebody. Oh, my goodness. That's good right there. Being assertive. Not letting the chokehold take us out. Not allowing distractions to hinder us from growth. Not allowing what he say, she say, which are called naysayers, by the way, to distract us from the goal in which we've set before ourselves. Not allowing a door to be closed in our face to stop us. Not allowing the hours from our jobs being cut and money not coming in and groceries not being able to provide. Not worrying about next week, but just count on today. I tell you, I have been an encouragement to myself, and I sure hope I have been an encouragement to someone else, to let us know that trouble does come. But we have to continue to realize that we weren't put here on this earth to be invisible. We weren't put here to keep our voices silent. We have had people to pave the way for us, to provide a path for us to go through. Now it's time to start going through it, fighting and pulling at each other and start banding together and trying to be successful in our endeavors, to formulate a group, to formulate a community. I need my sisters. I refuse to let my sisters fight this by themselves. I'm available. And I really encourage you to call, to give me feedback, to call, to join in with me on this podcast. And not only this podcast, but just join forces. Remember that you are somebody. But with all of us together, we are united. And we know that united we stand, divided we fall. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stay with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need being of life. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Those are lyrics to a song, but those are some strong lyrics. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need being of life. You are important to me, and I need you to survive. God bless you and keep you is our prayer. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week. We will continue to focus on Black history. We will continue to focus on history. We will continue to stand as women of God P31's Ladies Night. Elder Katrina Kennedy signing off.
You've been listening to Breaking Chain with the P31 Women on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in 858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chain, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.